following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator. Just $698. Plus, you'll save even more with free delivery and haul away that's really free. So it's really easy to keep your food fresh and your budget intact. We're lowering the cost of out with the old with a brand new Maytag side-by-side refrigerator for just $698. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm here today with Ray and Honey Smith.
Hello.
Looks like you two lovebirds.
We dress alike.
Whoa, those matching pantsuits remind me of Geico and 21st Century Insurance. They're the same, too. Both offer the same great coverage, same no-hassle claim service. They're basically the same.
Like our matching fanny packs?
Yeah, and drivers who switch from Geico to 21st save an average of $474 a year.
Want to see our matching tank tops?
We're out of time, folks. For a free rate quote, visit us online at 21st.com. 21st Century Insurance. The same great coverage for less.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this final Thursday of February. We've been busy all week, and we're going to continue to be busy today. We're going to talk indoor football with Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, getting ready for their scrimmage, and then the season just a little over a week and a half away, about a week and a half away now from their season opener in Grand Island. We'll also go inside to talk hockey. Drew Schenick is going to join us, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Plus, we're going to catch up with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher as they get ready for their third and biggest meeting of the year with Grand Island Central Catholic, three-time defending state champion, taking on the team that's ranked number one and the only unbeaten team left in the state, Central Catholic, tonight. And you'll be able to hear that on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. They have pushed Central Catholic both times, but Central Catholic has been able to come back and win, including a thrilling overtime victory in their regular season meeting the day before the Heartland Hoops Classic. So that's all coming up on the show today. Got boxing going on Saturday. You got the start of the Fauner Park season, so why not predict 2 to 4 inches of snow? That's going on tomorrow in Grand Island, and we'll talk more about that as the days progress. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Merritt. Don't forget, folks, still going to be giving away a Big Daddy Deli combo meal at the end of the week, our three words of the week that you can use in an email and send to us, because I'm sure you do have some emails to send to us from the Husker game last night. Texas, bronzer, and baloney. I don't know how they came up with those words, but those are the three words. Use them any way you want in an email and send them to us. Texas, bronzer, baloney, and send us an email. We'll pick one out for a Big Daddy Deli combo meal at the end of the week. Of course, the email address here at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mark and Minden, were we even running an offense last night? All I saw was too much dribbling on the perimeter and holding the ball so the defense could get reset. Delusional Husker fan in Grand Island says, I'm still going to root for the Husker basketball team, but just when you really start to believe this is going to be different, bam, right in the couillons. He said something that rhymed with guts. Like Hazel. Well, that's exactly what I've been saying for years, Delusional. You just happened to type it and send it over. Appreciate those emails. Send them back.
Go ahead. I've already spoke my piece for years on this show. I have nothing here. The only thing I have is trying to intentionally miss those free throws late was boneheaded. But outside of that,
they had two wins a year ago. It's not the same old Nebraska deal. They had two wins a year ago. They have a glimmer of hope. Yeah, last night was certainly disappointing. Kansas State's got some quality big men. Give Jacob Pullen some credit. He's going to play in the NBA. Much as I really hate to admit it, Colin Cowherd is just nails this one on the head when he talks about the NBA and how much athleticism there is there compared to the NCAA game. All the scores are in the NBA. There's very few in NCAA basketball. Jacob Pullen is a scorer. He finds a way to get to the rack. He finds a way to score the basketball. Down the stretch, we had no answer for him. The biggest disappointment last night for me was watching Almeida and Brian Jorge Diaz just look not good inside there. Not good at all. And when you look at their shooting percentages, it's just embarrassing at what those two did. And they got great moves. And Diaz has got great post moves. I never saw a rim cringe in my life until the ball's coming at it from him. You would think at that big, you know, I always thought, and I certainly never played Division I basketball. I don't make it a case. I thought around the rim, I had the softest touch. The ball would bounce around and go in about as anyone. You see people that do that. Diaz is totally the opposite way. I'm sure they have to change the rims this morning. He killed it all night long. And then Almeida, I never thought that I could say to this day that I'm in as good a shape as somebody in a Division I basketball team. What the hell is that?
Diaz, 2 of 11 last night. Almeida, 1 for 5. And I think he might have made his first one.
And from the free throw line, what were those two guys?
Three for 6. The team was 18 for 27, but 3 for their last 9. You got to throw out the 2 try to misses. So they were 3 of 7 in the last 4 minutes as a team.
I thought down the stretch they had to try and do. I'm not sure when you try and blatantly miss, why you got to rush the thing and then totally miss everything. That was embarrassing.
I have my opinions on coaching down the stretch, but when you're calling ball games and when you're analyzing it here a little bit, it everybody has an opinion, whether it's right or wrong. I don't know why Nebraska burned their last timeout last night when they did, leaving them no options. It does stop after a made bucket in the collegiate game in the last minute. I get that. And trying to miss the last 2 free throws was just stupid, especially with 18 seconds left or 13 and a half, whatever it happened to be, I guess. It just dumb. Just dumb. Trying to do that. The only time you try to miss a free throw is when you know you're not going to get the ball back. Nebraska, I mean, under 4 seconds, you try to miss it. I mean, anything above that, you at least give yourself a chance to knock down a decent jump shot. Might be a 25-footer, but I'm going to take my chances on a 25-footer as opposed to trying to whatever it was they were trying to do last night. Heck, it came off. If it would have hit the rim, it would have ricocheted right off somebody's head, right through Almeida's hands anyway. I don't know what the point was. I didn't like it at all. And kids and coaches, you're not catching the defense in that situation off guard by as soon as the official has the ball touching your fingertips, you just go, bang, and throw it. You're not catching anybody off guard. You're the only one know that you're doing that. I mean, your teammates are just as flat-footed as the other guys. Take your time. Loft it up there.
We had our 2 big guys. They didn't have their big guys in. You would have thought the ball could have bounced 6 foot off the back of the whatever.
Bottom line is Kansas State was picked to win this league. They lost a very good player that left the team. They have a very good player in Jacob Pullen. They have more talent than Nebraska. But again, the bottom line is, yes, you can say Nebraska won 2 games last year. That, again, has never been my point. My point is, over the years, every time Nebraska, and I'll say it until they finally break this habit, every time Nebraska gets you to pay attention, they get you to quit paying attention, and that's what they did last night. They played hard. I think they played hard.
Yeah.
they didn't win. And they didn't win at home. And it was only their second home loss of the entire year.
And only Kansas State's second road win of the year in the Big 12.
So add it up. Add it up. Nebraska, I hate to use the word, chokes again. Nebraska doesn't get the win. Maybe choke is too strong a word. Nebraska doesn't get the key win. You can say it like that. That way it's not choking. Nebraska doesn't get the key win. They are out of the NCAA picture, and they have to win four in a row now to even be mentioned back in the NCAA picture, which I don't think is right, but that is the case. They have to win their next four, or off to the NIT they go.
Yeah, I think you're dead on that. I still think we'll care and pay attention down the stretch with this team.
Well, yeah, that's all that's going on. What else is going on?
I'm just saying, that's why you're a fan in sports. Whether the Cowboys win or lose, Doug, we're fans of the Cowboys.
It's tough. It's like being a Cub fan. Every time you get close, right in the junk again. Never can get over that hump. Nebraska has made the NCAA tournament. The Cubs have made the playoffs, but they've never done anything once they've got there. And I think that's a pretty even look right there. So Nebraska goes to Iowa State, a team that's won one conference game. And I'm going to tell you this, if they lose Saturday, I'm not sure I want to talk about them anymore. Iowa State, this is their last chance to, I mean, this is going to be their NCAA tournament. They're bringing a team in. Anytime Nebraska goes in, that home team has to expect that can be a winnable game and a game that they will win. And that's what Iowa State's going to be doing on Saturday at 12:30.
Yeah, you're certainly right on that. I think Nebraska, though, will you know, they're not going to give up on this season because of last night. They're going to fight. I think this team is going to fight till the end. We are missing, and I don't know where you find that score at. There seems to be about three of them in the conference every year, and Kansas gets two of those three. Texas usually gets one. Kansas State, they've had one at Oklahoma and Blake Griffin. Yes, you've had Durant at Texas. You've had some big, big quality first-round draft pick. Jacob Pullen was excellent last night. And I don't think, I think people want to stand back and say, what did Nebraska do wrong, instead of saying, going, damn, he was good.
That's fine. Jacob Pullen did not make Diaz go 2-for-11 or Almeida go 1-for-5. Dent Popper inbox, when did we sign meat from Porky's? Almeida. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. What do we got, Merritt?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's going on this morning?
Just recovering from last night's less than stellar performance towards the end. I just want to, just reiterate what you're saying every time that, you get so excited. And, last night I was just, pumped just listen to the games. I had to work. And, probably the part that to me is the most upsetting is that even as bad as Diaz was and bad as Almeida was, we still could have won the game towards the end. It wasn't like Kansas State was, blowing us out of the barn. If you would have looked at the stats, I mean, how many turners we have? 20 again? I can't remember how much. We had too many. And inside, we stunk on inside, and we still had a chance to win the game. And, after a while, it's just like, what else do you need to do? Do you need to start shooting your legs off or something? Because your feet are gone. And I'll just hang up and listen to your comment.
Thanks for the call, Mike. 17 turnovers, and Kansas had 6 steals.
And the 17 turnovers, they've put up a stat late, resulted in 24 Wildcat points. So, the turnovers, how many did they have? Because they got called for some travels.
10 turnovers, we had 7 steals.
There were a couple times, and you went nuts on the one travel call. Just, we're getting the ball, pushing the ball down the floor, and then an unforced error when you shuffle your feet. It was a good call. The official's right on. It was right in front of the Nebraska bench. Boom. And you said, that's exactly why we can't win these games. And I thought, you're right. You're exactly right. At that point last night, you just shook your head. You're by yourself. Nobody's up on you. Nobody's forcing the issue. And it's just I don't know if you simply go brain dead for a second or what. But 17 turnovers directly result in 24 points. That's the ball game. Say what you want about there were some. I think once they showed the replays,
what?
Well,
they didn't show any replays.
When they did show the three or four replays, and it was usually Kansas State fouls, where if the Kansas State reacts like they do on fouls, they ought to immediately take them to the bench, show them a replay, and say, "You didn't do that." And when they say, "Yeah, I did," it's a technical foul immediately. Yeah, I mean, I just can't believe when you got a forearm in somebody's back and the kid's got his hands on his head, going, "I didn't touch the guy." And you move the guy 4 feet. That's something that needs to get corrected in all of basketball.
Also, we need to get replays. That's why we watch television. It's going to be enough to make me get DVR, so I can rewind it on my own. That's what it's going to result in. But last night, I would have had to wrestle the remote away from Mike and the gang down at Cunningham's, because we want to thank all the folks that came out to see Sean Callahan, and the Tri-Cities Tour continues tonight in Grand Island at Indian Head Golf Course. Call for reservations because they're nearly full. They put a meal together for you. Sean will be showing the spring footage. He'll have all of the recruits that Nebraska has signed answer all your football questions, talk about the coaching changes, talk about spring ball getting underway. 6 to 8 tonight at Indian Head in Grand Island. Last night, we were at Cunningham's. Thanks to all the folks that came out. Another great turnout, and then stuck around to watch the Nebraska basketball game with a good crew of folks as well. And folks, whether it's for a game, whether it's after work, whether it's on the weekend, or whether you just want to slide in and catch some great live music, Cunningham's is the place for you. The live band this week, is it Bon or Bone? I should ask Mike last night. It's a good rock and funk band from Iowa, though, in Bone Finken. I'm going to go with that. That's what I'm going to go with. Might be Bon Finken, but they're good. That's all I know. And it's going on this weekend at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Or you can check them out on Facebook. That way you get a little Facebook response or a little shout out every time something real cool is going on. And don't forget, happy hour specials from 3 to 6. The big ass beers were going out last night, 2.5. All Wells, $1.50. A large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. Go see the gang down at Cunningham's.
Good to have Sean's mother and father-in-law with us over their table, getting crazy, breaking glasses. Wild times, those crazy cats.
Well, we're getting ready for some danger. Nebraska Danger Football General Manager Mike McCoy joins us next.
All been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
I think it's cool that experts like NASCAR prefer Goodyear tires.
Whatever.
See, you don't even care that Goodyears were the first tires on the moon.
Do you want to pull over and see what kind of tires I have?
You don't have to. These Chevy Volts all come with Goodyears.
Wow, Goodyears?
Oh, so now you care.
Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated. Goodyear, more driven.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Catch boys sub-district basketball finals action tonight on our network of stations and ESPNSuperStation.com. On Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic and Minden tip at 7, Giltner and Hartman Lutheran at 7 on the Breeze, and St. Cecilia Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:30 on 1230 AM KHAS. On Friday, it's girls district finals. Amherst and Kennesaw here on ESPN, Hastings St. Cecilia Columbus SCOTUS on 1230 KHAS, Sutton Friend on the Breeze, and Ravenna Crofton on Classic Hits 98.9.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be up at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday from 6 to 8. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some light snow possible. Could see accumulations of around 2 inches by this evening with a high temperature in the mid-20s. Northeast winds stay at 10 to 15. We'll fall to a low of 12 tonight. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 21.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine. I get to shine.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tri-City Storm Coach Drew Shinnick, Hastings St. Cecilia Boys Basketball Coach Kevin Asher. Coming up, Mike McCoy, the general manager, just around the corner of the Nebraska Danger. But it's nights like these that are coming up. You want to get a good night's sleep, and they can take care of you at Bruce Furniture.
They've got what you need. Everything is within reach with the new.
You got what I need!
Incredible four recliner sectional. They've got it on sale right now. $24.98, savings of over $465. The sectional includes two recliner sofa with drop down table and cup holders, two recliner console sofa with storage and cup holders, connecting corner wedge. Plus, you've got this hide a seat, which you can use as a game chair, an ottoman, a coffee table, extra seating whenever. Wherever. Doesn't matter. Bruce Furniture. Plus, they're going to throw in a 32-inch LCD TV with it. You've got everything you need, and it's right there. Bruce Furniture. Just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, Alliance.
From Chris and Kearney, Kansas State will be on probation in 5 years. Notch it. Thanks, Chris. Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get back to more basketball in a little bit. But scrimmaging it up tomorrow, it's going to be a busy, busy Heartland Events Center in Fodder Park because you've got horse racing Friday and Saturday opening the season. You've got the Nebraska Danger scrimmage tomorrow. You got the boxing on Saturday. And if you like manly physical sports, get inside and watch a little bit this weekend. And, Daddy, I'm looking forward to the season opener for the Danger. As we said in the past, we like the indoor game. We like football, and we're looking forward to seeing the Danger.
Yeah, General Manager Mike McCoy joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, and thanks so much for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me today.
Well, Mike, tomorrow night, scrimmage time. Fans come out. Fill us in on that right off the bat here and what they can expect to see.
It is scrimmage time tomorrow night. We're very excited about getting out there and trying to scrimmage a little bit at the Heartland Events Center. Kicks off tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. It's a soap scrimmage for the United Way. So admission is $5 and a bar of soap. And you can sit anywhere you want to and get a firsthand look at these guys. We got 45 players right now, guys, and we got to cut it down to 30 players after the scrimmage. So we got to send 15 players home tomorrow night after the scrimmage. They're going to be playing their tails off to try to win a spot on this actual team this year. So it should be an exciting night.
Mike, is the Heartland Event Center about the perfect size arena compared to what everything else in this league is?
Well, from coast to coast, and I've been in the league now for about 12 years, and I've played in big arenas and small arenas, and the average crowds for this sport from coast to coast, big cities, small cities, is about 4,000 to 5,000 people. So, the Heartland Event Center holds about 5,500. So the size is perfect. It's a beautiful venue. It looks like it's brand new. The first time I saw it was really last summer when I came in here from Wichita, Kansas. But it's beautiful. I mean, the ceilings are the right height, you know, so those kickoff guys can get that ball up in the air and try to get it down in the other end zone. And we bought a beautiful brand new carpet for it down there that those guys are going to play on, that black turf. And the bench areas are fine. The locker rooms are state-of-the-art. And so it is a perfect place to play arena football, you bet.
Mike, you and Coach Davis assemble this team. You obviously want to have the best talent on the field. But I think you also want to have some kids that people will recognize, some kids that either play at the University of Nebraska. You've got a receiver that played at Hastings College. How important is that?
We reach out to those local guys as much as we possibly can, and we do anything to get a hold of their agents to see if there's anything that we can do to try to get those guys to stay here and play football. We want them here. We want those kids here, but we got to win football games, too, on top of everything else, and sell tickets. So We recruit nationwide. We have a long list of agents that we've dealt with over the past several years, and agents, and it just kind of depends on what kind of agents that these players have, and where the agents recommend that they go. And of course, that all depends on where they think their clients can play, you know, quickly and get better, and you know, that type of thing. But no, we reach out to those local guys first, and it should be a real nice mix, guys, with you know, several local guys. And I mean, we had two guys come in the other day from Miami. We had a guy come in from Chicago. We got guys here from Los Angeles. We have guys here from Houston. We have guys here from everywhere. So it should be a real nice blend of characters, I call them, from all over the country.
Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, obviously, before you guys have even taken the field, there have been some challenges, and there always are with getting an organization underway. And, in fact, one of those challenges was you lost your head coach, and then Mike steps in for you. What's some of the other challenges that you've faced that maybe you weren't expecting?
Well, any time you have a first-year program like this, and you know, when you start completely from scratch, I mean, I've got a list, guys, and I'll show it to you someday. It's about a mile and a half long of things that you do to prepare for a normal season when you are a returning football team in this indoor professional football league. But when you start from scratch, and it's, you know, it's really been a fun process here because it's been kind of an educational deal, you know, trying to get the word out to everybody about what arena football actually is and how it operates, and get the 50-yard field. It's 85 feet wide. We got the pads on the side. I mean, the rock and roll music between the plays. The Chamber of Commerce guys are going to come out and play dodgeball at halftime, opening night. I mean, we have so much stuff going on. And so you've got the game on the field and the challenge of recruiting and signing the right players and getting the right coaches in here, which we have done. And then, you know, reaching out to all the local groups, which I think is critical, you know, to, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Twister's Gym is going to, you know, perform for us too on March 7th. And the girls from Smitty's are going to come out. The Northwest Band is going to play the national anthem before the game even starts. And we got the Grand Island Senior High Cheer Squad out there too at halftime. So just getting all those groups together and trying to educate people on what we do and how much fun this is for families, for kids of all ages, for adults, and to come out and watch an incredible football game, and at the same time you're going to be entertained with so many promotions going on during the game, and you know, just the whole picture is just incredible.
General manager of the Nebraska Danger, Mike McCoy, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, with overall the talent level, what league and what does it match up? People watch Danny White coach a team, and they watch John Bon Jovi owns a team on the East Coast, and they see John Elway. Where's it at from the league that's on TV?
Well, the league on TV was kind of a short, well, it wasn't a short-term situation, but it was a unique situation because you had, and I got to talk to all those guys. I mean, because when I was in the league, you know, I got to sit in on meetings with all those guys, and you know, they just, you know, it was a wonderful situation. They paid the players way too much money. They were in big cities. They were trying to fill 15,000 seat arenas, and it just didn't work from a business plan model. So basically, that league never made it, and we, you know, they knew that was coming, and there was a lot of owners there that really struggled with that, obviously. And then the IFL, the league that we play in now, has been, you know, we have some ex-AFL teams in our league. We have some teams across. There's 22 teams in our league now from coast to coast, and we feel like we have the best business plan and business model. The players now between the two leagues make just about the same amount of money. So we are able to attract a lot of those AFL players to our team. And, of course, we have a great situation here. This is Nebraska. This is football. This is the time of the year when there's not a lot of other things happening except a huge fight here on this Saturday night, obviously. But you know, the timing's perfect. And the reception that we've gotten here has been incredible. You know, I mean, these are football people here, and this is an incredible football game that we will be putting on.
Mike, we know about some of the great players that that we have seen and heard. Kenny Wilson, the former Husker, Zach Abron from Missouri. Who do we know who's going to engineer this team? Who the starting quarterback's going to be? I know you got two or three out there, and God, I know cutdown's coming. And I haven't even met the guy, but I mean, if your name's Dixie Wooten, I mean, you got to hang around. You got to keep this guy.
Well, I love Dixie Wooten. He came from Wichita, and that's where I came from last year. I actually spent 7 years down there, and Dixie was my starting quarterback down there the last 2 years. Dixie is a veteran. You know, he played at UTEP. He's bounced around in several NFL camps, and he knows this game inside and out. He's been in this league now for about 6 years. So he's kind of the wily, grizzled veteran who can handle situations. He's been through the fire. He's seen it all, and I really like Dixie. And, of course, he's fighting for a job here just like everybody else is. I mean, we got to cut down to 30 players after that scrimmage, and, we're going to film the thing from three different views and take stats and, do everything that we can do to look at these players in every possible situation. And I talked to Dixie this morning, and he said, I really have to have a good scrimmage, don't I? And I said, yeah, you do. You all do. So they know they're all fighting for jobs, but I do love Dixie Wooten. I sure do. But I love a lot of them, too. So just because I love them doesn't mean I'm going to keep them.
Time is tomorrow night, 7:05. It's a soap scrimmage, $5 plus a bar of soap.
Get you in. And, Daddy, please take an unused bar of soap.
Damn it. I had one ready to go right here. Yes.
You
please
carry
bring
soap
it.
Soap in your pocket?
Yes.
You weirdo.
No, I had some by the sink. But Mike, we appreciate the time today. We're going to continue to get in touch with you guys. We're going to get the coach on. We're going to get players on throughout this deal. We're going to enjoy this ride because a home opener Monday, March 7, when the Wichita Wild get punched
Monday
in the mouth.
Monday Night Football. Mike, thanks
absolutely,
so much for
guys.
The time,
thank
buddy.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We'll take care. Mike McCoy, Nebraska Danger. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You want to go to the Debt Popper inbox before we go to a break?
Let's do it. Marcus chimed in. As Coach Asher was getting ready for the big game, he was putting on his bronzer when the phone rang. It was Texas calling to ask if he's come to coach. Baloney, he proclaims. I'm staying here at St. Cecilia.
That's so dumb it might win. He used our three words in the email, Texas, bronzer, and baloney. Thanks. Eric chimes in. Thanks, guys. I'm not a big boxing fan, but listening to you guys hype this week about such a big event in our backyard, I picked up my tickets for a cheap guy's night out. Thanks. Eric, hope you enjoy, buddy. Boxing is Saturday. Football's tomorrow. Horse racing's both days, and we've got great basketball going on tonight. Boys sub-district finals. We'll talk with St. Cecilia coach Kevin Asher right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-234-234.
234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some light snow possible. Could see accumulations of around 2 inches by this evening with a high temperature in the mid-20s. Northeast winds stay at 10 to 15. We'll fall the low of 12 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As the winter sports season is winding down, we're getting you ready for springtime. And Misco Sports is the place to go for all of the brand name clothing and gear you'll need for soccer, for track, for baseball, for softball. It's all there at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience, and they're open late on Thursday until 8 o'clock. So, Big Daddy, if they're open until 8 on Thursdays, how late would they be open today?
8 o'clock.
There you go. Misco Sports, everything you need. You know you're going to need the baseball and softball uniforms for the upcoming season, and folks are already in there ordering. Don't be the last one in and get the icky, dark brown color. Get the cool colors. Make the kids happy. Maybe they don't play that well. At least they'll be fired up about how cool their uniforms are at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Tom in Hastings says, hey, guys, you were talking about the Nebraska football recruits and Sean Callahan. One question, why can't Doc get some of the good Nebraska kids to play there? I realize it's not a hotbed for talent, but it seems that we can't even get good players in-state to go to Nebraska. Tony, I have heard a long time here that there has not been a player come out of the state of Nebraska really that they feel could step up and compete at a Big 12 level. And that may sound like a joke when you see some of the guys that don't perform once they get here, but I've heard that more than a couple of times.
And when you're talking a talent, you're talking a Strickland or Woolridge talent.
Yeah, I mean,
they can get on the court, and do some things at a Big 12 level.
I know Tom's talking, I mean, what'd we say? There's seven right. Kids right now on a Division I roster from Nebraska. But look at them. Drake Baronic, limited minutes at Nebraska. Matt Hill, limited minutes at Texas for upperclassmen. Elliot Eliason, he is going to Minnesota. They are a top 25 or were a top 25 program earlier this year, redshirting. Jesse Carr, Colorado State. Wes Eichmeyer went to Iowa State, didn't like it. He's at Colorado State. I would have to say, even though Colorado State is one of those last four teams in on the Joe Lunardi bracket, which would be cool, Nebraska is not seeing themselves as... And again, it's hard to say if Colorado State goes to the tournament, Nebraska doesn't. But Nebraska, Big 12, Colorado State not. I guess that's what they're looking at.
I think that
got a kid or two that went to Creighton, and they're not burning the doors off anybody anymore.
No, and still, when we're out there, you know, when we're out there looking for that talent, I know, you know, Doc's obviously got the defensive guys, and he can find some people. Supposedly, this junior college point guard is a, you know, averaging 30 a game, and, you know, obviously proving he can score. That's what Nebraska's missing. You gotta have somebody that can just flat out score, and I'm not sure they've had that since Doc got here. I'm not sure that they've been close to getting that since he's been here.
Keep the emails coming, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tri-City Storm back at home during this seven-game homestand and on the ice Friday and Saturday night. And Sioux City and Sioux Falls come in. But, Daddy, a big one for the Storm on Tuesday night as they took care of Omaha. Been close all year long. Every game had went a little extra time, but none of them had went in the favor of the Storm until Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was good to see when Drew Schinnick arrived in our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here today. That monkey was no longer on his back. Drew, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys. So obviously, you know, it's been a little bit of time coming. I felt that, you know, over the course of this season, we've played them better and harder than we did last year and probably deserved to get a couple wins. But, you know, they found the extra points. But it was our turn. And again, we got them two more times here, and hopefully we can keep the tables turned on them.
Are they still the measuring stick for this organization?
Yes and no. I mean, they're good again. But, you know, again, I don't think, like we've talked about it on the show previous, there's no real dominant team out there. So, you know, again, I think everybody, you know, in town kind of measures us versus them in Lincoln. And so whenever you can beat them and or Lincoln, it's always a good thing.
You talk about this league being so even throughout. All you got to do is get in and you've got a chance. Is that what you keep telling the kids?
Absolutely. You know, I feel this year that the hardest part of us winning in the playoffs is going to make the playoffs. And you know, again, you look at it, I don't think, you know, there is no, you know, Omaha of last year or Green Bay of last year, even though Green Bay is good again. But I think that, you know, the way we play and if we can stay healthy here and get back to healthy and get ourselves into the playoffs, so, you know, we have a real good chance.
Drew, who has an all-star game but doesn't have a game? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it was one of those things, you know, we kind of talked about that, but yeah, it's a little different quirk where they name an all-star team but don't really have teams to play on.
Interesting. Interesting. Rick Pinkston got the honor for the Tri-City Storm. You can talk a little bit about him, but also Nick Lappin, who seems to be playing well and had a good game on Tuesday.
Well, you know, with Pinky, he's coming along. Like, he's a guy that, you know, last year, to be quite honest, we weren't sure whether we were going to keep him at the start of the year, and boy, are we glad we did. And, you know, he's really matured as a hockey player and as a leader in our dressing room and a guy that, you know, we count in night in and night out to lead the group. And you know, he got the recognition throughout the league as an all-star. And we're really starting to see the emergence of Nick Lappin, a guy that we did trade for early in the year. You know, from all accounts, every report that I had on him and the games I saw him play, he was a guy that, you know, can get it done, but really wasn't it, you know, when he got here. But I think he's really comfortable now and has found his stride. And again, you know, a 3-point night in a big win for us last night.
Holy moly, Tony. I mean, if Pinkston would have got traded off this team, shocking, because that rarely happens with the Storm, you know, changing the roster around and bringing new guys in and shuffling people around.
We joke because we care.
And you've done some of that since we last talked. Now, of course, it has been a while, but you did make some moves right before the freeze and the deadline.
Well, we did, and you know, with the loss of Simone Denis, you know, arguably probably one of our top four defensemen with a shoulder injury for the year, we had to go out and find a defenseman, and unfortunately we couldn't manufacture one out of our league, and the ones that were in the North American League, which is, you know, just a shade below us, nobody was giving them up unless we were going to give up my firstborn. So, you know, again, we went out and got Dean Burgrave, who's a young midget player that we felt we were probably going to take in the draft anyway, so it's best just to take him. And we acquired Cole Gunner out of Chicago, a 20-year-old forward that, you know, will play this weekend here, his first game coming off a concussion, and we knew that he had it. But again, a smaller guy that plays with a lot of jam and a lot of speed, so we look forward to getting him in the lineup. And then we added a younger player again, same sort of thing. We had an open roster spot and decided to bring in Justin Henry out of the Detroit Little Caesars organization, and from all accounts, just watching him, he scored his first goal last night on the power play. You know, I think he's going to be a good one.
Drew, everybody talks about this time of year, it's sub-district, district basketball, getting ready for state basketball. Oh, my gosh, what a long season it's been. You mentioned the health of your team. This is a team that you guys started the 1st of September. Just getting that, I mean, when you get these kids together, this is a long, long season.
Yeah, it certainly seems to be this year, that's for sure. And, you know, actually Bliss and I were commenting before the game when we were talking that, you know, there's some leagues in Saskatchewan that are junior A leagues that are playing 60-game schedules that are done as of yesterday. Their league's over, their playoffs are already starting, and here we've still got 18, 19 games left. So it certainly can drag on, and you know, again, it's, you know, I mean, the deadline hit and we lose four guys to injury. It's just unbelievable, but, you know, it is what it is. We just have to kind of fight through it and keep ourselves in the mix until we can get healthy, but it certainly can drag on at times.
We will get these guys back. I mean, are we okay there?
Well, Denis will not be back. He's out for the season. Gunner, like I mentioned, will play this weekend. Colin Mattis has been the last 2 weeks. I think he'll play this weekend. So, you know, the only other guy is Matt Johnson now that we're just kind of taking a wait and see, but we're hoping within a week or so that he can be back in the lineup too.
Call it Mattis. I think my mom's got some of that in her backyard.
Well, and I mean, if Denis's going to be limbered up or laying around like he is, at least he's doing a good job helping out Skip on the air, so he sounds good. So he's got a little profession there for him as well. He may not be quite as strange as Skip, but, you know, he can work on that.
Well, no, I mean, the longer he hangs out with a Skip, the worse it's going to get, I'm afraid. So, I mean, it's probably a good thing he's probably laid up here with a little bit of a shoulder surgery so he doesn't have to get, you know, skipperized, as I like to call it. So, but, you know, Simone's done a good job, and actually, truth be told, that's what he wants to go into school for, is communication. So, you know, no better spot to be injured and still have the ability to help Skip out and learn that kind of that side of it before he goes into school.
Drew Shannick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Okay, two tough losses at home to start the homestand. Big emotional win over Omaha, and the seven-game homestand continues with games this weekend. Talk about Sioux City and Sioux Falls and how they're playing right now.
Well, you know, both teams, you know, I mean, again, it's so close. You know, again, we lose to Sioux City in overtime the last time they were here about a week ago. But, you know, again, we're right in the thick of it. Both teams are playing pretty well. But I feel that, you know, if we can get ourselves, you know, we got a couple guys coming into the lineup that haven't played in a bit. So that's going to be a bit of a boost to our group. And you know, again, we're at home. So, you know, we're looking to sweep the weekend here. If we sweep the weekend, we could be as high as fourth in our division, which, you know, it could be is just amazing.
It's a log jam.
It is. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we started scoreboard watching it, you know, about October 1st, it seemed like. And that's the way it's been all year is, you know, you just, you know, you're hoping for teams to lose. But at the end of the day, you just have to take care of your own business. And that starts here this weekend.
Well, certainly does, Drew. Thanks so much for coming by here and visiting here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Look forward to following you this weekend and catching up with you again in the future.
All right, thanks, guys.
Now, one more thing here, as Tony likes to do so frequently. You mentioned trading your firstborn son to try and get you took him to school. Wait a minute. Wasn't it just like a year ago he was running around raising all kinds of hell in the background when we were trying to interview on the phone when you took this job?
That's
what, is he
true.
In school at three, or what's going
on?
No,
he's five. He's going to preschool. He'll be in kindergarten. But, I mean, I tell you what, if I got a 50-goal score, he might be on the way out.
Does he have a little hockey stick that he likes to whack people on the shins with?
Does he ever? And the walls and the furniture. But he comes down on the rink. He's at the rink three times a week. He loves it. He's going to be a hockey player, and he can't get enough of it. And I think that's a great thing that he gets to come down and kind of hang out.
Well, Coach, best of luck this weekend. And I know we're getting towards the home stretch, which is the exciting time, and hopefully a lot more wins on the way.
I hope so, fellas. Thanks a lot, guys.
Coach Drew Shinnick joining us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth as we continue towards home games tomorrow night and Saturday night. Sioux Falls, Sioux City roll in 7:05 both nights. And with the snow falling, it feels more like hockey weather.
It feels more like achoo.
Distemper,
oh. Cold season. It's still here. And why are you waiting in line for your prescription? Go to USave Pharmacy. They're ready in 5 minutes or less. Transfers are easy to do. It just takes a couple of minutes. Best time of year to get your prescriptions transferred to USave Pharmacy. Plus the low, low, low prices offered. $10 for 100 days. 3 months of prescription medicine for $10. Yes, you heard that right. Generic drugs, $10 for 100 days. All insurance plans offered in the area, accepted. Make the switch to faster service at low prices. And we're pretty sure, I called Bolivia and Uruguay. Nobody there is texting refill requests. They are at USave Pharmacy.
Saw the boss last night. He says they're getting some, and he thinks that's a heck of a deal. The boss at USave says,
nice.
Text in.
627-8432. Send a text refill and pick up your refill. It's that simple. You don't have to bug them on the phone. They don't have to bug you. Perfect. You just go through the drive-thru, pick it up. USave Pharmacy, just south of Dairy Queen on 2nd Avenue.
We're still efforting Kevin Asher of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hope to have him when we come back.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26th. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Vegas. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fauner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank, and Middleton Electric.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
One thing that fish find irresistible is live bait, like minnows. Problem is, their appetite gets them in trouble. Uh-oh. Fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying minnows and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and stinky, crawly, luscious bait that fish just can't resist. For all your fishing bait needs and summer water toys, see the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281. For repair and used boat sales, too, log on to theboathousegi.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Thursday, it's the Backyard Brawl when West Virginia travels to the Steel City to take on Pittsburgh. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz of Westwood One. Join Dave Ryan, Pete Gillen, and me at the Peterson Event Center for all the action. Can Pittsburgh rebound after Saturday's loss at St. John's, or will West Virginia avoid the season sweep at the hands of the Panthers? Tune in to find out. West Virginia, Pittsburgh. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Thursday night at 7:45 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some light snow possible. Could see accumulations of around 2 inches by this evening with a high temperature in the mid-20s. Northeast winds stay at 10 to 15. We'll fall to a low of 12 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend.
Talking Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Thank Andy and Ryan for coming down to our Sean Callahan spring tour yesterday and got to talk about the great deals that they're offering during Truck Month going on at Midway Auto Group, Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Think Midway, it's a better way. ThinkMidway.com. Check it out today. And with this snow flying, trucks always safer, get you around. And then if you do bump into some little weirdo, you're going to be the winner. Because you got a big old truck.
That's what it's about.
Look, that's what it's about. Midway Auto Group, stop by and see them today. Andy, Ryan, or any of the fine salesmen, saleswomen that are out there taking care of you. New, pre-owned, certified, whatever you're looking for, they're going to make the best deal around. And they might even have a contest for a new truck. You never know. You never know. They take care of their folks just like they did at Tri-City Storm Hockey here in the last month. We've got a lot going on with boys basketball tonight.
Doug, first, where'd the snow come from? Wasn't it supposed to be later this afternoon tonight?
Doesn't matter. It's messing.
It's snowing a lot here, folks. If you're east of here, it is coming down heavily.
Yeah, we don't like it. We've got a triple header on the radio tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden will take on Kearney Catholic. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner takes on Heartland Lutheran. And on 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia gets their third crack at Grand Island Central Catholic. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the three-time defending champion Bluehawks, Kevin Asher. Coach, good morning. And you could have got a better draw, but at least you're familiar with these guys.
Yeah, you're right. Good morning, guys. It's tough deal. You get into district time, and you always know that you're in the area with one of the better programs in the state. And each year you look at it, and this was our draw this year, and they're just an excellent basketball team, and we're ready for the challenge, hopefully, tonight.
we look at the wild card, and for so many times I see the team that gets in with six or seven losses comes out of the Centennial Conference, and it's a Lincoln Lutheran or Lincoln Christian, and it doesn't matter what the sport is, and not necessarily boys basketball. Are you shocked that with the schedule that you have played and with your record still being very good that you're not even going to have a chance at a wild card?
Well, in a way, you look at the way the system all works, and we elect to play C1s and Bs, and some teams in their location in the state, you know, can't have that opportunity. They have to play maybe a 50-point D1 school or D2, and nothing against that. We would welcome that opportunity too. But yeah, you're right. The conference schedule, along with the teams we added this year, we actually tried to do us a favor and help us with some Class Bs that possibly we could get some bonus points in there. But you know, we played a tough schedule, and we were a little bit, shorthanded there at the end of the year or the beginning of the year with a late football start. We lost five players to football injuries to start the year, and that first weekend really hurt us. Now, we avenged the Columbus SCOTUS loss. Would we have beat Newman? Who knows, you know, that first weekend. But the SCOTUS loss really hurt us in the wild card standings overall. I think we could have been in the hunt with that win, but we didn't, and we can't look back now. It's time to just look to tonight.
Kevin, other than sending Jeff Galooly to deal with Fahey this afternoon, what would tip the scales? Is there one thing you're looking that could tip the scales? Both of these one-possession ball games.
Yeah, we were down to the wire both times, and they've got a guy that I would consider a closer. He just, no doubt, is probably one of the best high school players this year in the state of Nebraska. He does a great job of getting the ball, and Bill does a great job of putting him in situations where, you know, he can get to either the free throw line or get his shot. And that's the thing. We have done a decent job on him. I thought we've really battled him hard for 3.5 quarters, but just like the Poland kid from Kansas State last night, he made the plays at the end of the games, and we haven't. Whether we don't have a closer or the fact that we just haven't made plays, we've got to find a way tonight. You know, whether it's running two guys at him or keeping the ball out of his hands late in the game if it's a close game, because he's going to want the ball, and he does a great job of getting himself open and getting his shot.
It's been old-fashioned a few years ago, low-scoring type of basketball the first two times between you two. Is it going to have to be that way again tonight?
You know, I really thought it would be a little more up and down paced after the first time we played them, and then I think both teams figured out exactly every strength that each team has, and the kids played well. There wasn't a lot of turnovers in the second game. It just came down to really longer possessions, tougher possessions. I would expect that's probably going to be the same way tonight. I don't know if Bill wants to play a game in the 40s and 50s. We kind of do. But the fact is that I think the possessions are so precious that the kids, you know, sometimes don't take the normal shot that they would take in a different type of game. And maybe that opportunity isn't even there. We are definitely hopefully going to play loose. I told the kids that this is, just another opportunity on the schedule, and we've really got to go out and just play. You know, if we play tight, we're going to be in trouble. If we don't play loose and crash the boards and do all the things you got to do, sometimes you can, hamstring yourself and not play comfortable. So I don't think this pressure of the situation will bother us. It's just the fact that our kids have to come out carefree and really go after it.
Kevin, to come out carefree and play loose, you're probably going to make some mistakes along the line, too. You mentioned in the article in the World Herald, it was this morning, that you had four unforced turnovers in that second half. I mean, you don't have a lot of turnovers, but when they're unforced, it just leaves you shaking your head.
Yeah, we did. And, their pressure defense maybe rattles you enough throughout a ball game that, you know, you can expect to have some unforced turnovers just because maybe you're trying to do too much. And at times, whether you step on the out-of-bounds line, we did that twice in the second half. drive into the hole, or just, you know, one time Caesar was in the corner and step back to make a fake. And, you know, little things like that, you don't, you know, the ball gets turned over and you go down, and then they threw it off a kid's hands and so forth. But, yeah, you don't want to tell your kids to not play loose and then and understand. But they got to understand the value of the basketball late in the game. And we also didn't do a very good job at the free throw line. I think we missed three or four free throws within the last 3 minutes. And, you know, every game, when it's possession by possession in the fourth quarter, you got to cash in and get at least 1 point of possession. And that's got to be our goal, is down the stretch we've really got to do a better job of closing out and doing a great job on our offensive side.
Well, Kevin, I kind of compare this to Week 17 Bears-Packers. The Bears could have kept the Packers out of the playoffs, and then they go on and win the Super Bowl. GICC can keep you out of the state tournament, but yet if you get that win tonight, look out, this team could do it again.
Well, I think so, and that's the uniqueness of the whole thing. We really, really have a team that can probably contend for a state championship all the way through. You know, GICC and Norfolk Catholic have shown that they're the two best teams in the state, but I don't think we're very far behind in the games we played with them, that we were right there in the end, and I think we're battle-tested. You know, we've still got to get through tonight and possibly a district championship. So you're right. I think there's a chance, definitely, if we are fortunate enough to get in that Final Eight, we'll definitely give it a run. And then, you know, with the experience we have there, that's one thing in these big game situations. I was thinking back today, you know, we've played for the state football title 2 years in a row in the last three state championships. So these kids have been around this, and they expect a big game this time of the year.
Still a fan of the wild card?
You know, I wish it was rerouted like it does for Class A, but I don't think that'll ever happen in us rural America. So, you know, it's there, and there's going to be somebody there that, you know, probably somebody else shouldn't, but that's every class, and I guess you got to have it, you know, for those teams that really, really do play well. You know, GICC deserves a wild card, you know, regardless of what happens tonight. They've proven that they've beaten everybody through this entire season, and, you know, if we were sitting here at 19-1 and then we were 12th in the wild card standpoints, that'd be a different thing. But we've had our chances throughout the season to better ourselves, and we've gotten better throughout the season as a team, and now it's just come down to a game at a time.
Well, Kevin, good luck tonight in the ball game, and we always appreciate catching up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Kevin Asher, head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. He and all of our guests are taken care of by the fine folks at BK, two locations in Kearney. Get a little breakfast served daily until 11 a.m., two croissant sandwiches, oh, that's a tough word, for just $3. Maybe the stuffed steakhouse burger, it's all there for you. Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Before we get out of here, Chris in Kearney says, I got the winner. I got the winner, he says, in our email contest. Is it true that Tony uses bronzer, or does he fake bake? I hate using the word bake around him because we all know he can eat everything in sight. I give you examples. Pork, sausage, beef, T-bones, prime rib, bacon, especially from Troutman's, and especially bologna. He shares that with his little dog in the basement. Bertrand must be like Texas. Everything from there is bigger. Booyah!
We'll put that in the file. Real, real nice. Thanks for creativity, Chris. Real nice. Hey, I want to thank Drew Shinnick, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, for joining us. A couple more games coming up at home this weekend as the seven-game homestand rolls on. I want to thank the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, Mike McCoy, for joining us as well as their soap scrimmage tomorrow night. Don't forget, $5 bar of soap. Prefer that it's a new bar of soap. They kind of tell me about that. And Kevin Asher, Hastings State and Cecilia Bluehawks head boys basketball coach. They're set with a third-time rematch with the Crusaders for a sub-district championship. Best of luck to both teams tonight and all the area teams involved. And we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Among our guests, Zach Mader, going to talk a little horse racing. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.